Posso invitare tutti quanti gentilmente di prendere I posti? Can I ask politely people to take their seats? As we continue with the actual presentation of the publication, thank you. Buongiorno. Adesso cominciamo con la presentazione della pubblicazione sulla quale abbiamo lavorato in questi ultimi mesi. E volevo anzitutto raggiungere I miei ringraziamenti alla Regione Toscana per tutto quello che ha fatto per fare possibile questo congresso. Okay, so we're ready to begin the session as we have a presentation of the key findings from the publication that many of us have been working on over the past few months. We are starting a little bit late, so we are going to continue until 1 o'clock because only a few people will have to leave for the press conference, so we do have until 1 o'clock so that we can have listen to the important interventions from our honored guests here and also have some time for discussion and of course some time for discussion of the draft declaration. Okay, so to start with, I'm going to ask Sarah Amin, who is the co-director of WABA, the World Alliance for Breastfeeding Action, to make her presentation on the key findings from the publication. And Sarah, you have 10 minutes in which to do so. No room for bargaining.
So buongiorno and good morning to all of you, and peace be with all of you. Firstly, I want to thank the Tuscan region for your generous support. This whole event would not have happened without the generosity of the Tuscan region and the Mayor Hospital. So with that, I also want to let you all know that I'm really honored this morning to represent the organizing partners in this effort of producing the publication, and particularly the NGOs who have been part of this whole effort prior to the Innocenti and, of course, towards the achievements of the targets that we're talking about today. I would like to just take a moment to call on the few organizing partners involved to please stand up and identify yourselves, because it's been such an important event. And let me just call on the partners now and please rise. I would like to ask Ifan to please stand, those who have been involved. Stay standing. Ilka, can we have Ilka? She's right at the back. Angela Smith. We have La Leche League, for your contributions. Wellstart International, where's Audrey? She's also representing the Academy of Breastfeeding Medicine. UNICEF. And WHO, and of course WABA, who has been involved in this. Thank you all. I also want to take this opportunity to recognize the many women and men who have been who are with us here today, but also those who have not been able to join us this morning, but who are with us in spirit, and who have done so much to bring about these achievements today. So many of you here have been the first generation of fighters and movers. I'm most honored that as a second generation, you have given me this privilege to say these few words. Thank you. So here's a report of the key messages that you have found in your kit on the past achievements, present challenges, and the way forward. So just very quickly, some of these achievements we've heard yesterday. The main one is the increase in exclusive breastfeeding, reversing the trends. We have seen a reversal by 15% globally. These are the regional figures. Now, target number one, national breastfeeding coordinators and committees. This has been a very important realizing the potential force for change. We have recognized that the Innocenti Declaration has stimulated the formation of over 30 national committees, but we have seen that in over 50 countries there is some form of a breastfeeding authority. A survey done by Audrey Naylor in 80 countries found that most governments have a major influence in the role of these committees. Most were involved in advising on policies, legislations, and active and promotional campaigns. Half were involved in setting up of mother support groups and actively involved with working with employers. I thought that was an interesting development. And all were involved in World Breastfeeding Week. Just a few of the findings. There were others which you can also see in the report. On target two, we have heard several times already, over the 15 years, we see almost 20,000 baby-friendly hospitals, and this has been a big achievement, although there's still a lot more to be done. Training has been a critical element, and want to acknowledge the huge mammoths who have been involved, WellStart San Diego, the ICH London course, WHO, and so many others who have made training a key element in the success of implementing the 10 steps. These are some of the issues 15 years later that are coming up in the report, issues of sustainability of the BFHI, quality, cost, the special situation of HIV, flexibility in implementation, and the whole issue of step 10 on community outreach. On target three, the international code, it continues to be much more relevant now than ever. In 1990, there was only 9 countries with law on the code. In 15 years later, we see 64 countries now have implemented the code fully or in part. And I understand that another 20 countries have draft legislation. We see some of the tools that have been critical in leading to the success, and I want to acknowledge the tremendous contribution of IPFAN and the International Code Documentation Center for the years of monitoring and also teaching governments drafting legislation. Here are some of the success factors that you see. I'm going quickly because there are further presentations on the code later. But I would like to take a moment to focus on target four, which probably is the most challenging of all targets, and that is enacting imaginative legislation to protect the breastfeeding rights of working women. I mean, what does imaginative legislation really mean? We all had to crack our heads to come up with creative measures. Well, what we have noticed is over the years, progress has been slow. Only 59 countries have ratified at least one of the three ILO conventions, and that protection in the informal sector is still being largely ignored, and it continues to be an urgent cry. But what have we achieved? What we have achieved is the new ILO convention, Convention 183 in year 2000. And what is new about this is that the extension of paid maternity leave was increased from 12 weeks to 14 weeks. Breastfeeding is now recognized as a women's entitlement, not just as a benefit. And this was important to prevent breastfeeding breaks from being actually removed from the new convention. That was a threat. The new convention also covers what in ILO language is called atypical forms of dependent work, what is better known as women working in the informal sector with employers. And the Again, I would like to acknowledge the contribution of the huge amount of work done by the Maternity Protection Coalition, and you can see the partner groups involved. This was our first participation at the ILO Convention in 1999. Some of you are right here. Several activities by the Maternity Protection Coalition, but one in particular has been the joint collaboration with the trade union groups. And if you see this ILO maternity protection kit that we have produced, it is actually the MP campaign of the trade unions that we have adapted to include breastfeeding mother in front. And that was a joint effort. What are some of the other achievements? We see more mother-friendly workplaces today. Australia alone, I understand, has awarded 62 workplaces as mother-friendly. There are many other countries, but these are just a few. WABA has, since 1994, tried to stimulate this idea of creative work. So we've given 46 seed grants over that period to 31 countries. Again, an example of some of the local initiatives. We see more child-friendly creches now coming up, and also more breastfeeding corners in the public places. Now, other achievements, not directly related to the four targets, but very important, and we see them now being highlighted in the global strategy, and that's mother support and community-based interventions. This is step 10 and has been an essential ingredient in increasing women's confidence and in creating an enabling environment for women. We saw yesterday how mother support and community support activities has actually helped to increase the rates of breastfeeding and exclusive breastfeeding particularly. The work of La Leche League and other mother support groups, for example, in Guatemala, has helped to increase exclusive breastfeeding by about 50% in the first 6 months. Linkages work in particular in Madagascar and Ghana also saw that broad-based community support interventions has brought about positive behavior change in large populations. So again, a very important contribution to the Innocenti targets. We talked about La Leche League this morning, but I also want to honor the other important mother support groups here, the pioneers, especially Amihjelpen from Norway, Amningshjelpen from Sweden, many other groups, and just so that we remember that these are the unpaid mothers who have done so much to make this work happen. I see my time is running out very quickly. Social mobilization, I mean, World Breastfeeding Week, the single most important mobilizing campaign. You all may be familiar with these images. Outreach and advocacy, we continually need to look at new creative ways of reaching other audience. We've now got human rights and gender equality to support our work. There is the gender program that WABA just launched, and you can come and have a look at our information. Challenges, we have old challenges and new challenges. Commercial marketing continues to be an old challenge that is so insidious that we cannot stop being vigilant. We have the challenge of the medicalization of birth, of unskilled workers continuing despite BFHI training. We have to be vigilant and continue our work there. The challenges identified in the report I mentioned earlier about BFHI, the need to also respond to humane birthing practices. Women's multiple work burden. This has been recognized in also the global strategy, that heavy workload, balancing huge amounts of domestic work. And we all know that feeding is a time-consuming activity. So how much attention are we paying in our own breastfeeding programs to this issue? Gender inequities. Women feed and nurture the world in a gender and equal world. So are our programs taking into account these gender challenges that are part and parcel of society? Breast is a sex object, feminization of poverty. Let's not forget these issues in our work. New challenges, we'll be hearing about HIV. We'll be hearing also about infant feeding and emergencies. This is really racing. Women's empowerment, if we're looking at gender inequity, then are our programs actually promoting breastfeeding in an empowering way for women? Not just to promote breastfeeding, but empowering women because that's their right. And when we do this work, are we looking at the unequal gender relations, we have to also address that very challenging topic. The environment, the fears that women have concerning the transmission of environmental pollution and toxins through breast milk. So what do we need to do? Continue to work with the environmental movement to protect the safety of the food chain, beginning with mother's milk. Economic globalization and neoconservative policies. Are we sure that the threat, we are safe even though we have the code? No, let's be vigilant. What about proliferation of public-private partnerships, business interest NGOs? This is the climate now. Again, we have to be alert. 15 years later, we are in a worse situation when it comes to donor funding compared to 1990. So this is another challenge that we need to address. The key messages talk about the future imperatives, but you can read this. I just want to close by saying that as a movement, what is also very essential in our work is some of the guiding principles, and I just like to mention two, and that is to have a comprehensive approach. Comprehensive in terms of being broad in terms of our analysis of the issues, broad in terms of our response, strategic in our thinking, strategic in how we ally with other partners, and sharp in our politics. Know your friends, but know your enemies better. And finally, let's have soul in our work. I mean, we're talking about breastfeeding, the most fundamental of human emotions, and that's love. So yes, we need the science. Yes, we need the theory and the evidence base for our practice to be strong. And yes, we need to be ethical when we need to take a moral stand. But really, what is this work about if it's not us making sure that we have the heart, the hands, the head, and the spirit? So today, I want to celebrate the love, the nurture, the care that all of us bring to this work, and to remember that this work is a collective work and that we cannot move forward if we don't do this together with trust, love, nurture, and collectivity. So let me end by asking all of you to say with me together, long live breastfeeding movement. Long live breastfeeding movement. Long live breastfeeding movement. Long live, come on, breastfeeding movement. Now we do it in Italian. Viva l'allattamento, come on. Viva l'allattamento. Viva l'allattamento. Thank you very much. Grazie. Did I make it in 10 minutes?